This week in Parshas Baloischa, we have the famous Maisa that a group of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Tomei. They were impure. They could not bring the Korban Pesach and they came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu. Loma Nigora, why should we lose out? Yes, we were Tomei. And a Tomei person cannot bring the Korban Pesach. But why should we lose out? We want to do it. And we find the most amazing thing that we've never found before and never happened afterwards. The Rabbi Nishlam gives them a second opportunity, gives them another opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. That's unbelievable. Just imagine, a person is sick on Sukkot. He doesn't have an opportunity to shake a lulav and an esrog. A week later, he comes to his rabbi and said, "Rabbi, what can I do? I was lying in bed, I had the flu. I couldn't shake a lulav and an esrog. Give me another chance." We would say, "Listen, it's very nice of you, but we can't do those things." And yet over here in the Torah, we have the most unreal idea that they were given a second chance, and the question is why? Why did they get that? And the answer has to be because of their willingness to do more than they had to do. They did more than they had to do. They were part of their exempt, but still they said, "No, we want to do that." And it happens so many times to us that we want to do something and we'll get up to do it and someone will say, "Oh no, someone did it already." We'll be like, "Oh, thank goodness, I don't have to do it. Somebody else did it." This perhaps is a success story of every successful person. Excuses, we all have. We've all got excuses in our lives. We're busy, we're tired, we've got other things to do, we've got responsibilities. We've got excuses for everything. But here the Torah is telling us, never use an excuse. Because if you don't use an excuse, and you try, you will succeed. Not that we need to learn anything from the following, but I thought it's a good idea. The Amazon founder and CEO, Jeff Bezos, he was the wealthiest person in the entire world, officially became the richest person in the world. And Amazon, the second most valuable company in the entire world behind Apple. Unbelievable thing. And if you trace back, it all goes back to a risk that he took when he was 30 years old. He was a straight A student, Princeton University. He was working in a certain place. And he came across the fact that the web usage was growing at an unbelievable fast pace. And he said, "I've never seen anything like it. I'm going to build an online bookstore with millions of titles. Never existed. It's going to be great." So he goes to the boss and he tells his boss what the idea is. And his boss said, "What a wonderful idea. But that's probably a better idea for someone that doesn't have a job." When Jeff Bezos understood this, he considered, what would his 80-year-old self say if he didn't seize the opportunity? In most cases, he said this over himself in an LA summit conference, our biggest regrets turn out to be acts of omission. It's paths not taken and they haunt us. We wonder what would have happened, he said. He said, "I knew that when I'm 80, I'll never regret trying something that was super excited about and it failing. It failed? Fine. I'll be proud of the fact that when I'm 80, I tried. I also knew that it would always haunt me if I didn't try." And he did it. He quit his job and he started his dream company in 1994. And the decision paid off. Amazon went public 3 years later. Unbelievable. Why? He didn't want to give up. He had an idea. He wants to do something. He's not going to have a setback. He's going to keep on going. This is the success story of every successful person in Gashmias, and even the more so in Ruchnias. When we want to get somewhere, as the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, you're going to keep on trying. And eventually the Rabbanu Shalom gives you the opportunity to get there. Have a wonderful Shabbos.